Lifespan, a guided reflection from Bluebell Wood. You might be listening to this at home, or perhaps you're out walking somewhere quiet. As I record this, I'm at Bluebell Wood. There's birds around me, the occasional movement of leaves, nothing arranged, nothing added, just what's here. This isn't something to rush through. There's nothing to complete, nothing to get right. Just listen and notice what stays with you. Arriving. Before we begin, just take a moment to arrive where you are. If you're able to, soften your focus slightly. Let your body settle. You don't need to change anything. Just notice that you're here. And at any time, you can pause this recording. So let's start. Where am I now? Later life rarely unfolds in the way we once imagined. Even when things look settled from the outside, something is often shifting underneath. So just begin here. What feels most alive in your life right now? Not what should feel alive. Not what used to feel important. What feels quietly present now? And alongside that, what feels as though it may be complete? Something that once mattered, but no longer holds the same energy. You don't need to act on it, just notice it. If you look back over the past 10 years, what have the years been teaching you? Not in a dramatic way, just the quieter lessons that have been unfolding. And now, the tree. Spending time in my wood, I've often found that trees offer a different way of understanding later life. Not as a straight line, but as a cycle. A tree doesn't move neatly from one stage to another and leave the rest behind. At any given time, it may be growing in one direction, holding steady in another, and releasing something else entirely. And the same is true for us. So consider this for a moment. Is there something in your life that feels like a beginning? A seed of an idea, a thought? Something not yet fully formed? At the same time, is there something that feels established? Something that's reached a kind of maturity, where you are no longer striving with it, but simply inhabiting it? And perhaps there's also something you're letting go of. Not necessarily dramatically, just a quiet releasing. A role, an expectation, a way of being that no longer quite fits. You don't need to place yourself in one stage. You may be in several all at once. And that's not confusion. It's part of the landscape of later life. And now, three possible later lives. Very gently, let's look ahead. Not as a single future, but as a few different ways life might unfold. You don't need to decide anything here. Just imagine. First, the life that continues much as it is now. The same rhythms, the same patterns, the same general direction. If nothing much changed, where might that lead over time? You might like to pause now and reflect. And now, an alternative. The life that narrows, energy changes, health shifts, options become more limited. Not as something to fear, but as something to acknowledge. And if that were to happen, what would matter most? What would you want to have in place? Again, you may like to pause now and reflect. And then there's another path, the life that opens, more energy than expected, more time, more freedom, more possibility. If things unfolded in that direction, what might become available to you? Again, you may like to pause now and reflect. Now let these three versions sit alongside each other. There's no need to choose between them. Just notice what you felt as you imagined each one. And let's turn gently back to now. And from here, a simple question. If you were quietly moving towards a later life that feels well lived, what might that ask of you now? Not a big decision, just something small. A way of caring for your body. Conversation, a choice about how you spend your time. Later life isn't shaped by one moment, it's shaped by small, repeated choices over time. So, in closing, there's nothing you need to resolve today, nothing you need to fix. Just notice what stayed with you. You might return to this in a few weeks or a few months and find that something different stands out, because later life isn't fixed, it unfolds.